beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
There are two kinds of people in the world, tweeters and Facebookers. I gravitate toward the latter, although since both are joined at the hip for the hip, most everything I post goes to both social mediums. But I can't tell you the last time I looked at my Twitter feed. If you're a longtime listener, you know I have a lot to say, and 140 characters just doesn't cut it. Many tweets use so much shorthand, it's like trying to read so many vanity license plates. But I do think Facebook should revisit the idea of a dislike button. The logic behind its absence is the implied negativity, which can lead to hurt feelings, and Zuckerberg, despite his schmuck-like qualities, is nothing if not a humanitarian. But Facebook has morphed into a court of public opinion, and as such, shouldn't dissenters be afforded the same opportunity as dissenters? The recent firing of CBC radio host Jihad Ghomeshi was a perfect illustration. Formal charges are still only being considered, but he was tarred and feathered and run out of Facebook town on the first day. And rightfully so. He abuses women and he's an arrogant ass, so I definitely don't want to waste time on him here. But if people are going to use Facebook to sort out their feelings on any given issue, why should those in favor be able to weigh in with a simple click of a thumbs up, and those who are opposed have to resort to a comment? And if I'm going to go to the trouble of leaving a comment, it's going to be pointed and clear, pulling no punches. And that, I found, is when feelings really get hurt. No, a dislike button on Facebook might not project the warm and fuzzy image its creators are going for. But to the user, it would provide valuable metrics on any given topic. Put up a post, let it simmer on the newsfeed, and check back to see a total of likes and dislikes. Now you know where you stand with the people you care enough about to include in your circle of FB friends. You can make both thumbs up and thumbs down anonymous so no one gets hurt. Seriously, how often do you check into who the likes for your posts came from? Well, at least I rarely do. Go ahead, tell me what you think. It's okay. My hypersensitive, frail ego can take it. At least I hope it can. My name's Cal Coat, and this one hasn't even been released yet. Allow me to introduce you to the Paradise Bangkok International Molam Band. The band plays vintage Molam music from Isan in the northeast of Thailand with a 21st century twist. Check out our World Beat Canada Radio exclusive debut of Quang Noi Chao Lei. Experimentalists from Moscow's underground, that is Volga with Small Night. Before that, something completely different, the Paradise Bangkok International Molam Band. The principal instrument in that piece is a traditional Thai one. It's a bamboo harmonica kind of thing. It's called a ken. This is Land of Kush, more experimental music, free improv post-rock from Montreal. It's called The Big Mango on World Beat Canada Radio.
Yeah. the vibe.
The World Beat Live.
Montreal's Sam Shalabi led the orchestra Land of Kush through that piece. He plays guitar and oud. November 15th seems to be the day for global music in Vancouver at the Chan Center's Chan Shun Concert Hall. The Irish Times calls the gloaming one of the great forces in Irish music. Uniting five musicians with deep roots in the music of the Emerald Isle, the gloaming navigates between the contemporary and the traditional to a place where creativity trumps predictability with music that is hauntingly beautiful. The group features Irish singer Yarla O'Leonard, who we'll be hearing from later, best known for his contribution to the legendary Afro-Celt sound system. Fiddle master Martin Hayes, Chicago guitarist Dennis Cahill, New York pianist Thomas Bartlett, and Hardinger fiddle innovator Cayman O'Reilly. Saturday, November 15th, marks the 10th anniversary of Electropical. DJs Mark Fournier and Michael Laycock are preparing a special night to celebrate a decade of groundbreaking world beat dance parties and mark the start of an exciting new direction. They're hanging up Electropical for good on November the 15th, one of the longest-running DJ nights in Vancouver, born out of two previous club nights, DJ Mark's Aphrodisia at the Anza Club and DJ Michael's Globalicious at the Media Club. And Vancouver Chinese Instrumental Music Society presents a public workshop on Chinese music and instruments held on Saturday, November the 15th, you guessed it, at the Chinese Cultural Center Museum. The workshop will be run by Vancouver Chinese Music Ensemble and facilitated by composer Alan Lau. Vancouver's own rollicking Balkan brass band Orkestar Shlivovica has recorded their second album, and it's called Sa, which means everything. We're going to hear one of them. Allo Diva Romano, another debut just for you.
Canada.
favorite discs this year so far. It's called Crimen Sonoro, or Crime Sounds. And you can certainly hear heist music in there from Troker from Mexico. And we heard Ingratitude. Time for your Touch of the Familiar. An interesting disc just came across my desk this week. And it doesn't all work, but some of it works quite well. It's called Songs from a Stolen Spring, the title in reference to the Arab Spring movement. And this is kind of like a mashup of Western protest songs and new music inspired by the Arab Spring movement. As I say, some of it is a bit of a stretch, but this one I think works quite well. Tanya Saleh from Lebanon sings Not a Word Was Spoken, and Terry Evans from the States sings Dancing in the Street. Your Touch of the Familiar on World Beat Canada Radio.
Thank you. Se acaba el mundo, todo el tiempo he de aprovechar. Corazón de vagabundo, voy buscando mi libertad. He viajado por la tierra y me he dado cuenta de que donde no hay odio ni guerra, el amor se convierte en rey. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para hacer bien el amor iré donde estás tú. Sin amantes, ¿quién se puede consolar? Sin amantes, esta vida es infernal. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Dicen que el amor es amigo de la locura, pero a mí que ya estoy loca es lo único que me cura. ¿Cuántas veces la inconsciencia rompe con la vulgaridad? Venceremos resistencias para amarnos cada vez más. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para hacer bien el amor iré donde estás tú. Sin amantes, ¿quién se puede consolar? Sin amantes, esta vida es infernal. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Al sur. Lo importante es que lo hagas con quien quieras tú. Y si te deja, no lo pienses más. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno. Vuélvete a enamorar. Búscate otro más bueno.
Also brand new, although it sounds rather vintage, doesn't it? Vintage Latin Disco from Orquesta Discoteque. That is the side project of Los Amigos Invisibles guitar player Jose Luis Pardo, a wicked talent with a great fro, and he goes by the name of DJ Afro when he's working on other people's projects. That was Natalia Clavier helping him out on Hay Que Venir al Sur. From a forthcoming album. Before that, Tania Saleh from Lebanon and Terry Evans from the US. And Not a Word Was Spoken, Dancing in the Streets, a mashup for your touch of the familiar. More of the best music in the world is still ahead. Later this hour, World Beat Rap Sheet will take a closer look at the new album by Maya Barua. And another debut is on the way with that as well. My name is Cal Coat. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. Yeah.
kind of a Brazilian supergroup of Sambatronica, that is Sonantes, featuring the voice of Sal on Defenestrando. Before that, we heard from the Afro-Celt sound system and another great voice, that of Yarla O'Leonard from Anatomic, and also featuring Savara Nazarkan, that was My Secret Bliss. Our World Beat Rap Sheet is straight ahead. My name's Cal Cote. It's great to have you here.
The freshest reviews, pulled from the pages of worldbeatcanada.com.
This is your World Beat Rap Sheet.
Impactful musical experiences are added to the palette that the songwriter paints with. The more colors and shades, the more vibrant the art. Japanese-French flautist and singer Maya Barua's new album, Kodama, comes in a minimalist but thought-provoking black-and-white package which disguises a riot of colors on disc. Kodama is the Japanese word for echoes. As Maya explains on the inside sleeve, the sounds on the album have ricocheted across the years. It's my turn to throw them up in the air and in hope that, after having hit a few concrete walls, they will travel as echoes and reach someone else. It would be a pity for these echoes to fall on deaf ears, because Kodama is an astonishing fusion of electronics, polyrhythms, and primal energy with Japanese folk music at its very core. What's most enjoyable is, no matter how eclectic, vibrantly colored, and challenging the compositions, Kodama never becomes weighed down in self-importance. It resonates with accessible hooks and urban youthfulness. I'd like to create something that people will immediately recognize as something intrinsically my own, although I'm not looking to create anything that's overly complicated. From Kodama, this is Maya Barua and our debut of Kani Renren from World Beat Canada Radio. My name is Cal Coat. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopyrite Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. You can also check out our blog, which is calcopyrite.com, for playlists and links to all of the artists, and the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com, where you can read great reviews and see some cool videos like Kadama by Maya Barua. Corner Shop will take us home from Urban Turban and Inspector Bomba Singh's Lament. But our last word goes to William Osler, who was a Canadian physician. He said that in science, the credit goes to the man who convinces the world, not to the man to whom the idea first occurs.
Thank you.
copyright Communications.